Yesterday evening, we have been looking into love and kindness and compassion. And I thought this morning to do a love and kindness meditation with the emphasis on compassion. What we said earlier, what I mentioned earlier a few times already, is that when loving kindness meets suffering, it turns into compassion, naturally. So when you want to develop compassion in your meditation practice, it is really helpful to start developing kindness inside yourself. So start with a period of metta practice in regards to yourself before you focus on compassion. Then when you bring up situations in your own life or in the life of others where suffering is present, where you meet with suffering, where you meet with pain, where you meet with discomfort and whatever else is involved in that, then the natural response is compassion. And I want to do that this morning. But also, like, there are different facets of loving kindness and also compassion that I haven't yet brought in, that I haven't yet mentioned. And these different aspects, like for example, in regards to loving kindness, one of those facets is generosity, is giving, is being available, being there. Another aspect of it is gratitude, is appreciation, is being, it's like, it's the other side of the coin, you could say. Like, on one side there is the generosity and the giving, on the other side is the receiving, is the appreciation, is the gratitude. It's like, if you can't full-heartedly give, you won't be able full-heartedly to receive. It goes together. It's like the tides of the sea. It's like the coming in and the going out. And the same is in regards to giving and receiving. We might think, oh, I'm much better at giving. It's usually what we think about ourselves. I'm much better at giving than at receiving. But actually, real giving comes from an open heart, and real receiving comes from an open heart. With that, like in terms of receiving, it doesn't matter so much what it is that you are receiving. It's like what you see when the heart is open. What you see is the other person wants to share something with you, often wants to share something that's valuable for them. Maybe not so much for you, but it is for them. So receiving, when the heart is open, honors that. So it's like an act of kindness to receive graciously, to receive with appreciation and with respect, to see where it comes from, what is behind there. And the same with giving, like there are so many degrees of giving. I mean, I don't think I need to say so much about that. You know your own intentions, you know your own motivations. Giving is not always so clear, so free of conditions. And just kind of look into your own heart. These are aspects I haven't been going in so much before, because there's only that much that you can do. So it's the time that we have available. But there are aspects that might, like these are aspects that might help us to understand different sides of ourselves, and with that together goes of others. Something I haven't been mentioning yet at all is one aspect of compassion is forgiveness, a big one. And it is something that is very important. It's something that is very important in our practice and very important for inner freedom. If you don't develop the skill of forgiveness, you will be bound by negative karma. And developing forgiveness, giving forgiveness to yourself and to others is actually bringing an end to negative karma. And this is an understanding that is very important. If we are hanging on to not forgiving, we are continuing a negative karma, whether forgiving ourselves or forgiving others. And it's very important to see and to understand that. And if you see aspects in yourself where you find difficult to forgive yourself for something that you might have done, that you might have said, that you might have just thought, then you will get stuck with that particular situation. Forgiveness is opening the door to change, it's opening the door to letting go. So it's a very compassionate act if we can actually forgive, if we can forgive ourselves, and if we can forgive others. And again, I mean, the word itself says already what it is. It's a giving. It's a releasing from bondage. It's a setting free from something that holds us stuck in a certain place. So it's a very important aspect and not to be forgotten. And I want to come back later to this. So, in our meditation practice, when we look at compassion, we start with developing the quality of loving kindness in our heart. And we will do that in the guidance now. So, we start again with developing metta, with developing loving kindness, care, and acceptance in ourselves. And then we turn to others and see what happens with that. Yeah? Okay. Are you ready? So make yourself comfortable. Sit in a position that you can sustain for quite some time. Make sure the spine is upright. Even when you sit on a chair, just make sure you're not slouching into the chair, but your spine is straight, your back is straight, but not tight or tense or rigid. Again, the head is in line with it. Hands resting in your lap or on your sides. And allowing the body and the mind to be relaxed. As much as that is possible for you right now. Taking in how it feels in the body and in the mind to sit here, to be in this room with these people. Being aware about yourself, but also being aware about the others. We don't want to exclude anything. Everything belongs. You belong here in this world, and so do the others. And this point of belonging is actually something that helps us to develop loving-kindness towards ourselves and to others. There's nothing that doesn't belong. There's nobody that don't belong, and there's no mind state that does not belong. Looking at what is present right now, at this moment. How does the body feel? Can it be relaxed, at ease, and just there? Are there any tensions, any tightnesses? Look at that and see if you can relax those tight areas, even just a little bit more. No need to hold on. No need to be anybody or anything right now. Just being is enough. Look into what is present in your mind. What kind of mind state? Any emotions? Look at it. Embrace it. Let it be. Accept it. And acknowledge it. Before we can accept anything, we have to acknowledge it. And with that goes together honesty. Can I fully see what is present now? Acknowledge it and accept it. And if it wants to move on, allow it. Let go. No need to hold on to anything in particular. when you feel ready, in your own time, bring your attention towards the chest, the area around your heart, and settle, allow awareness to settle, to rest in that place. Wishing yourself well. Resting. Relaxing. Being at ease. As much as that is possible for you. May I be happy and well. May I be free from any outer or inner harm. May this heart be free and light, free from any negative bondage. Even just for a moment, just for this, right now. And right now can extend into eternity. There is no limitation to now. There is no limitation to well-being, kindness, if we allow it to extend. And opening the whole of the body, each and every cell in the body, towards that warm light of kindness, of well-being. The body being suffused by it. Moving, suffusing, well-being, love, care, acceptance, lightness, light, whatever this experience is for you right now. Allow it to suffuse, to fill your body with well-being. What is your deepest wish for yourself? Wishing yourself well, being kind, accepting towards what you need. Even if it is not all beautiful and nice, it all belongs. It's all part of it, and it is okay, good enough. Radiating goodness into every cell of your body, to every limb, into every corner and aspect of yourself. Opening the heart towards what you need. It all belongs. May I feel safe and protected. May I be free from any outer and inner harm. When you feel ready in your own time, bring up somebody, imagine somebody who you know quite well, who is going through a difficult time. It doesn't need to be, to start with, it doesn't need to be somebody who is very close to your heart. Just start with somebody you know, who is going through a difficult time. And it can be whether emotional suffering, physical suffering, painful experiences, loss, whatever it is. Somebody you know who is going through a difficult time right now. And imagine that person sitting down in front of you. looking at the person, taking her or him fully in, seeing the suffering, seeing the pain, connecting with it, without getting lost in it. May be safe and protected from any harm, from any painful feelings. May you be free from affliction, aversion, or ill will. May your heart be free from any kind of bondage. May you be free from suffering, whatever kind. May your heart be at ease. May you be happy and well. Allowing the suffering of this person to touch your heart, to move your heart. Without getting too much drawn into it. Understanding, taking it in, connecting, accepting, wishing you well, may be safe and protected, and free from any outer or inner harm. Letting go of the image, allowing it to cease, to disappear, coming back to your heart, to the area around your heart in your chest, being with that, noticing how that feels like now. Noticing differences, if they are there, without making anything out of it, just noting. Relaxing, allowing awareness to rest there just for another moment. then bring up a person who you are knowing really quite well. Somebody who is close to your heart and who is going through a difficult time. This might be kind of difficult times in terms of their work, their health, any kind of relationship that they're involved with. It can be anything. And turn towards that person. Imagine her or him sitting down in front of you. Opening your heart, taking in, allowing the suffering of that person to touch you as deep as possible, connecting with it without getting lost. Very important. We are not supporting the other person if we get lost in their suffering. We don't want to identify, we want to support. So we are opening to whatever the difficulties of this person are. We're seeing the person for what he or she is, knowing that, like any other being, also this person wishes for happiness. And is going through a difficult time. May you be safe and protected. May you be free from pain and any kind of suffering. Be free from affliction and any inner or outer harm. Again, allow your heart to stay connected. Not getting lost and also not drawing away. Feeling whatever comes up with this. May you be happy. May you be well. May your heart be light, joyful, and at ease. If it helps you to express that feeling of compassion, just Imagine you're touching this person, you're holding their hands, or you're embracing him or her. Whatever feels right, whatever helps you to express this feeling, whatever helps to support. May be free from any kind of suffering. And again, go off the image. Come back to your heart and allow awareness to rest there just for a moment. Relaxing, accepting, the next step is a little bit more difficult. Imagine somebody who you maybe don't like so much, and again, like in the other meditation, don't choose somebody who is the most difficult person in your life. Choose somebody you find not so easy to relate to. You maybe had some misunderstandings or whatever kind of difficulties, whatever the reason is that you don't like that person so much. And just bring him or her up in your mind. Look at him, look at her. And allow this person to sit down in front of you. And of course, it needs to be somebody who you know is going through some difficult period, who has some difficulties in their life. Even if it is just a difficulty with you. Take the person in. When I say look at the person, I really mean open up as much as possible. Open up to the suffering of this person, to the difficulties, knowing fully that, like every other being, also this person wants to be happy, wants to be free from suffering. Can you see that? Seeing the pain, seeing the discomfort, frustration, whatever it is. Taking it in, allowing it to touch your heart. May you be safe and protected from any afflictive feeling, pain, discomfort, from any outer or inner harm. You might notice that it is a little bit more difficult to do that with this kind of person. Whatever is possible, allow it to be. Don't turn away. See how open you can be. See how much you can connect with the pain of this person. Even if it is arrogance, even if it is a sense of superiority that you meet in the other person, allow it to touch you. See that often these kind of feelings are based in fear. They come out of fear. Also this person belongs. It also belongs into your life. Otherwise it wouldn't be there. May you be free from any harm, outer or inner, afflictive feelings, pain, discomfort. May you be free from suffering. Taking her or him in, connecting, accepting what you meet. You don't have to like it, you still can accept it, because it is. May you be happy and well. May you be free from any kind of suffering. And allow the image to cease. Let go. And bring your attention back to the area in your chest around the heart. Allow awareness to rest there. Look at what is present. we come to the most difficult bit. We are turning towards ourselves, looking at where in ourselves do we see suffering? Which aspect is there that is painful, that is difficult, or gives us discomfort, physically or emotionally? And don't choose all of it, just choose one aspect. And don't choose the most difficult one, especially if this is the first time you're doing this. Look at yourself. Where in yourself is the need for compassion? Looking at this aspect and taking it in, opening towards it. And I be safe and protected from any affliction, pain, outer or inner harm. May I be able to let go of what is difficult. Be able to forgive what is hard to let go. Or physical. May I be free from ill will and resistance. May I be able to accept and connect with what is difficult, what is bringing affliction and difficulties into my life. May I be free and well. May I abide in well-being, in freedom from affliction, in freedom from anxiety. And may I be able to maintain well-being outer, our inner heart. May they be able to establish well-being in themselves. May all beings be happy and well. And let go. Come back to the center of your chest. Allow awareness to rest and to relax.